Blog Talk Radio.
Gone by daydream.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Wow. That again is my reverberation friend. Six Dream, Woody, Daydreaming. beautiful, beautiful song, is it not? Thank you. Welcome to a terrific Thursday. I hope you enjoyed the intro that and that you're very familiar with, Mars Mill, Round and Round. To become a part of the Mars Mill Experience, it's like a Facebook page at the Mars Mill Experience. My apologies for not broadcasting last evening. I was late coming in. I thought I would be in at a proper time to begin the broadcast, and I had been out running errands and watching the hot film, The Dark Knight Rises, which I screamed through. You know, which I screamed through. Thumbs up. My review, because so many people have shared their reviews with me, and I shared a brief review immediately on my Facebook page last evening. I highly recommend the film. Well, so many have already seen it. I'm late. The news is that it is the third fastest highest-grossing film ever. And so, great film. And I'll talk more about my review on Saturday. But just amazing, because we only have about, minimum 15 minutes tonight. But definitely did not want to miss broadcasting tonight. And had a little technical difficulty, but here, and had to share some good music, you know, and that's the extreme wood of me. He's known, he's just awesome. And earlier today, I just spent time reviewing and listening to new music that our artist had sent me, and just amazing music. And so looking forward to talking with many of these artists, and also for all of us hearing their songs also. SeaWorld High Fashion will be a guest real soon, so I'll let you all know exactly when. Tomorrow's show, Sports Fight Edition, will air tomorrow, yes, definitely, at 11 a.m. And, of course, we will be talking about the sports. NFL preseason begins this week, and also, which we all know, and also the Olympics. Congratulations to all the women. I mean, we're doing a pretty good job, are we not? Team USA, so congratulations to all the superstars. We're definitely going to go in depth tomorrow regarding the winners and just the great work of Team USA. And what am I reading? I'm reading an email that I received this evening, and it's an article by Crystal Cundy from You Beauty, and it is called Snack Like an Olympian. Go for the goal in nutrition by munching on the same healthy snacks of champions. Every 4 years, we marvel at the seemingly superhuman feats of Olympic athletes. They push their bodies to the limit. Their triumphs, the result of years of training and dedication to sport, having the stamina to go the distance in Olympic competition requires more than skill. It commands a healthy diet augmented by nutrient-packed snacks. But it's important for physically active people, not just Olympic athletes, to eat healthy snacks throughout the day, notes registered dietitian Alisa Zeed. Having planned snacks in between meals once or twice a day can help keep energy levels up, metabolisms revved, and support you both physically and mentally. Whether you're at the gym, running through your children, or working at your desk, says Dodd. Take a cue from the pros and browse a gallery to discover rich snacks give Olympians the energy and endurance they need to strive. And I have shared it on my Facebook page and on my Pinterest. So when it's on Pinterest or Tumblr, it's everywhere. And they show a picture of Dominique Dawes, former U.S. Olympic gymnast and FoxSports.com 2012 Olympic Games analyst. Her favorite snacks are pretzels and dried fruit, Hormel Natural Choice peppered turkey deli meat. Then there's a picture of those favorite meals. Snack and benefits. Dawn's admits that she's not a natural snacker, and she states that, "I've conditioned myself to eat small, healthy snacks throughout the day to keep my energy up and my mind sharp," she says. "My hectic schedule sometimes prevents me from getting 3-4 meals a day, so snacks are essential." Nutritionist Kate, you probably can hear, I'm in a different room, but you probably can hear the Olympics broadcasting loudly. So if you hear any background sound, that is the sound of the swim team, right? The swim another swim competition is going on. A nutritionist, the salt on the pelvis helps athletes replenish sodium losses that occur from swimming, while the dry fruit simple sugars provide fuel for activity in their diet. The turkey is a good source of lean protein, which keeps blood sugar levels steady and helps with the muscle growth and repair. I'm going to take a sip of water. Then Nicole Bonhart. As I take a sip of water. U.S. Women's Olympic soccer team member. She likes kind bars. Snack and benefits. To maintain energy while training, Barnhart likes to keep bars with whole nuts and dried fruit in her bag. Kind bars are one of her favorites. Barnhart says she eats them in between practice, and the protein and fiber from the fruit and nuts keep her full and helps her avoid muscle cramps. Nutritionist Kate, in addition to packing a mean protein punch, bars of nuts and dried fruit contain heart healthy fats. No diet. Dry fruits contain antioxidants that fight free radicals, which can damage the body's cells. Well, some lots here they're doing their thing, sounds like. Athlete Amanda Ware, U.S. Olympic swimmer, fat-free Greek yogurt with granola and berries. That definitely sounds yummy. Snack and benefits. Ware calls Greek yogurt an easy source of protein that helps her recover after a tough training session and build muscle. The carbohydrates in the granola give me some quick energy, and the antioxidants and deliciousness of the berries round out this great snack, Ware says. Nutritionist takes Greek yogurt provides a healthy combination of protein and carbohydrates. Mixing in traditional granola made with oats adds a dose of whole grain, fiber, and B vitamins that invigorate the body according to diet. Water-rich berries hydrate and pack in the fiber and plenty of antioxidants. Sound like there's been gold won by Lati and Phipps in guess what it sounds like. It sounds like what I just heard. Jessica Hardy, U.S. Olympic swimmer, I tie bows. Snack and benefits. Hardy concocted ICAT bowls by blending frozen packets of the Brazilian berries with apple juice or soy milk. The mixture thickens into a smoothie, and she tops it up with a granola and fruit. Hardy says ICAT bowls help satisfy her sweet tooth. It's a much healthier option than reaching for chocolate. And when she's at home, I usually eat about once a day, she says. Nutritionists take ICAT berries, a good source of antioxidants and fiber. You'll find simply sugars in apple juice and protein and carbohydrates in soy meat. According to diet overall, this snack contains all the essential amino acids needed in a well-wound diet. And then Allison Jones, U.S. Paralympic skier and cyclist. Jones, born with a deformed right femur, started skiing at age 5. She is a 96-time Paralympian and 4-time medalist in alpine skiing and cycling. Chobani Greek Yogurt, a sponsor of Team USA and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, is her favorite snack. And the second benefit is, Joan says that Chobani Greek Yogurt is the perfect snack because it's loaded with protein and has a good balance of carbohydrates, all in one container, making it a great choice for a busy athlete. I don't need to have a lot of other things, items, for a balanced snack, Joan says. The nutritionist take is that Greek yogurt provides a combination of protein to help support muscle repair and growth, and some carbohydrates in the form of lactose, which the body breaks down into a glucose to provide energy for workouts. According to diet, this snack also contains calcium to keep bones strong. So that's important to know also. So that's how you snack like an Olympian. And see, I like to know about the eating habits of athletes, football players, and this article, the Olympians. And that's one thing that the broadcasters have definitely been sharing with us, the eating habits of our favorite Olympians. And some of their secrets have been amazing. Have they not? Really, they have. So I was scanning through emails right quick. It's been a lot going on. But just want to share that information with you. Could not miss this opportunity. Here's an email from Lewis Howes, and I think he's over also in London. Has been working on different speaking and been a part of different things. Oh, this is an invite to a webinar. So those of you that love webinars, this is a email from Lewis Howes, and you can, I don't know when this webinar is exactly scheduled. Let me see. But visit igotowebinar.com, register /8848-56394/. And you will find out more about the next webinar. It states that for years now, Sean and I have been offering you opportunities to learn from the top experts in business. But this week is a little different. This week we're bringing you someone who is what I am going to refer to as an active expert. And this guy isn't just teaching something he read somewhere else. He's applying what he would teach you tomorrow, earning an amazing living doing so. He's actively growing his business by leaps and bounds on a daily basis. His business is flourishing pretty much all from Facebook. I'm not sure I would name his name in this email. I'll think about it, but this week's guest is a Facebook boss. If you're not hip, that is used slang for someone who's pushing him on Facebook. And he said he'll tell you how he spends around 100K on Facebook ads every month, but that might scare you. What you will learn in this webinar will be applicable to any size budget, even as little as $10 a day. So you sign up, go to igotowebinar.com /register /8848-56394. Lewis Howes webinars are amazing. And this is just an email that I'm getting like right now on air, so I felt that it was important to share that. I know he had been in London also. I was going to speak at a couple of events and attend some events also. So shout out to Lewis Howes, a sports networker and founder of the Sports Investment Association. But the webinar is not all about Facebook ads, it's about Facebook. And one of the exciting topics Ms. X will cover in detail is how he runs his ad campaign. You'll learn exactly what he is doing to generate the kind of results that will make your jaw drop. I mean that with all sincerity. It's a conversation I have with him, and the knowledge I gain are enough to make my jaw drop. And this is what I can do all day. So it's to be interesting. So just go to I go to webinars and register to attend that webinar. Hopefully I can check it out. But that is the email that I just like to see, like, right now. So there's a lot more also to talk about. So much news happening, but I think you want to hear a little bit more music also. So I would do this, that, and won't run on not too much. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you also. Happy birthday to all Leo babies. I am a Leo baby. I'm an August baby. My birthday is only a week away. Wow, about time. But I'm recognizing the entire birthday month, so I've been excited. So I guess you could say I kicked it off by checking out The Dark Knight Rises. Katy Perry's movie, part of me, was next on my list, but it was not appearing anymore at the movie theater that I frequent. And also, I sent it to Madea, but I'm most definitely had to see The Dark Knight Rises, and I'm just impressed with the cast. And I do agree with I Am Time Out. Check his blog site out at IamTimeOut.com when he said that the fight scenes between Bane and Batman could have been better choreographed. But overall, I do recommend the movie, and I love the soundtrack. I was screaming throughout the movie. Bane scared the F out of me. And, wow, I don't see how kids under the age of 13 are even allowed to go into the movie theater. It definitely should be. But kids can take a lot, though. But I love the moral to the story, to the Bruce Wayne Batman story. The moral of the story of to never give up. And if you fail, continue. Try, and try again. I love the surprises from the different characters, and also the veteran actors I could never get enough of, Michael Caine and Morgan Freeman and others. Just amazing. And, of course, just the dark vibe of the film, just extraordinary. But we'll talk more about The Dark Knight Rises and other films on Saturday night, and also more entertainment, lifestyle news and music news also. So I talk about, see, we're a high fashion. So before I play Bahama Mama by See, We're a High Fashion,
onehappybirthday.com.
onehappybirthday.com, awesome website that I ran across earlier today. And you, onehappybirthday.com, check out that website. That song, you can, they have like numbers of names on file, and you can get your own personalized birthday song. I know, awesome, right? So if it's your birthday or when it's your birthday time, or if you want to send a happy birthday message to someone, awesome website to check out. Have several songs, and you can get your own name or name of choice in a song. So that's my song, and just, you know, that's a birthday song for all of us. I know, it's amazing. So check out that website.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm in Jamaica right now.
Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. Sea World high fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, gun stunts, so I just can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggaeton. Nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cellophane. Posted in Jamaica, I smoking hella bone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice. Then you stir it up, get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up, and now I'm feeling so tropical, long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical, I rock so much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama.
I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright. If the stars should disappear in the darkness, you can't see things clear. To reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the wind, the change comes blowing, love that's true. I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair, when there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair. I'm gonna be
Awesome, awesome country rock tune. You'll hear more from that artist also over the weekend. Amazing tune. Love it, love it, love it. But thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And to conclude the show, here's UK's imprint, singing America the Beautiful. And check out my Reverb Nation fan friend imprint at ReverbNation.com imprint, okay? Thank you so much for your support, and please tune in to listen to Sports Friday edition on tomorrow. And remember, you can always listen to every last previously broadcasted episode from the premiere date of March 21st, 2011 to now, 24/7 at blogtalkradio.com/KULTRESHOKENT-DEATH. Culture Shock Inc. Beth. Again, thank you, and your support is so much appreciated. Congratulations, and just shout out to the Summer Olympics 2012 and all of my UK friends also that have been keeping me abreast regarding all things the Olympics and all of the news also. And just shout out to everyone worldwide, online, offline friends, and of course, the listening audience of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. God bless. You are amazing.
So beautiful and poison whore, by terror you do reign.
God judge thy